Thank you, Basil, and hi, Milsey. We often talk about the enormous COVID-19 death toll in this country, but there's another number that means a lot, too, the recoveries, and there have been about 75,000 of those. That's in Phoenix, where a patient was wheeled out of hospital to applause from doctors and nurses, and we're seeing that all over the country. In Mount Kisco, New York, a certain Beatles song is played every time a COVID-19 patient is homeward bound. And in New Orleans, a patient left hospital yesterday, Dixieland style. Also this morning, reaction to Donald Trump's surprise late-night tweet on banning new green cards and work visas, with the president saying he'll sign an executive order to temporarily seal the border to protect jobs here as the economy reopens. There may be legal challenges, but immigration lawyer Luis Cortez Romero says,
if the implementation is ultimately for public health reasons, I think challengers of the restrictions are going to have a hard time in court.
Democrats argue Trump's move does nothing to protect Americans from the coronavirus and deflects attention away from his handling of the outbreak. But Robert O'Brien, the president's national security advisor, says,
the president is not going to take political decisions here, but he's going to look at how he can protect Americans both economically and protect their health.
Then there are the back-to-work protests in state after state, with many of those attending waving pro-Trump signs as they ignore the administration's own social distancing guidelines.
These are great people.
They are demanding an end to stay-at-home measures.
Look, we're tired of this. We want to be able to do business, and we can do it safely on our own. We don't need these measures to be mandatory. We'll do them anyway.
But frontline doctors are distressed by that kind of talk.
So it's like a slap in the face, because many of us are out here doing our best to take care of people, take care of our community, take care of our fellow citizens. And it's hurtful, it's painful to see that.
Nonetheless, several southern states are beginning the reopening process. In South Carolina, clothing and furniture stores were given the okay to restart business today. So were florists, with beaches to follow. On Friday, Georgia, where the death toll is 800, will start allowing certain places to open. Milsey and Basil, they include dine-in restaurants, gyms, hair salons, and tattoo parlors.